celebrate the feast for us, the feast of the holy name of Jesus. And so our liturgy, our whole reflection today centers on that name. The importance, the strength of that name. In ancient Hebraic usage, the name that was given was always a name that meant either it meant some specific mission this child would have, or something of the essence of what that child was. We could cite many, many examples of names that really had specific significances. But today we reflect on that of our Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus. Albeit in our gospel passage we see two names, or the one in the same person, the same our Lord, both for our Lord. And it is the archangel who really reveals it to Joseph when he reveals to him that this child is of the Holy Spirit. Our Blessed Lady did not reveal it to Saint Joseph. He left it for the design of God to reveal it to him. And it's the angel that appears to him, the archangel, and he reveals it. And when he does, he tells Joseph, "And you shall name him Jesus." It was the father, and Joseph is to be the putative or adopted father, who legally gave the name to the child. And so he tells Joseph, "You are to name him Jesus." And they give the significance of the name that's given here. That's, of course, from the Hebrew Yeshua. It means the one who saves. So this child is the one who saves. He's the Savior. That's the significance of that name. And that is why he's given that name. Then we go a little bit further and we see another one, because it quotes the prophet Isaiah, "The virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. And they shall call him Emmanuel." Another name yet, meaning God with us, because this child is God. And he has come among us, he is with us. When you see that those letters E-L-L at the end of the name, that means God. But the name we are reflecting on today is that of Jesus, the one who saves us, who is with us, but he's the one who saves us. He's our Savior. And the reason we, particularly the Franciscans, celebrate this feast is because this was very much taught, particularly by St. Bernardine of Siena. It was one of his favorite themes. And he would speak very much of that name because of the power of that name. If we would only devoutly pronounce that name, how much we could accomplish. Above all, salvation from our sins. Above all, our salvation. That's how powerful that name is, and that's why we must, when we pronounce it, we bow our heads. Precisely because of the strength of that name, the holiness of that name, because it is the name given to our Savior, who is God. Let us then always devoutly pronounce that name whenever we need help. No name, in fact, we are told, there is no other name by which we are saved. No other name. No other name more powerful. Because there is no other more powerful than God himself. And we are told here in our first reading, "So that at Jesus' name every knee must bend." And look at the end here. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is our God. Let us devoutly then pronounce that name whenever we need assistance, but devoutly in good faith, that he is our Savior, he is our God, who is with us, and he will come to our aid. Praise be Jesus and Mary.